KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Cloudy skies, and it's 36 degrees in the Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy with occasional light rain today, a high of 44. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with the latest area and state news on KJAN, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In area news, two people were arrested on separate warrants Thursday in Creston. Authorities say 32-year-old Courtney Lynn White of Creston was arrested at her home Thursday afternoon on a warrant for probation violation. White was transported to the Adams County Jail and held on a $2,000 cash-only bond. And 39-year-old Seth Jacob Preston of Creston was arrested Thursday morning on an outstanding law enforcement agency warrant for probation violation. Preston was being held in the Union County Jail on a $20,000 cash-only bond. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds on Thursday issued a disaster proclamation for 19 counties in response to severe weather, including damaging winds, heavy rains, flooding, and tornadoes that took place beginning October the 4th. In southwest Iowa, Union County is included in the proclamation, which allows state resources to be utilized to respond to and recover from the effects of severe weather and activates the Iowa Individual Assistance Grant Program for qualifying residents, along with the Disaster Case Management Program. The Iowa Individual Assistance Grant Program provides grants of up to $5,000 for households with incomes up to 200% of the federal poverty level or a maximum annual income of $41,560 for a family of three. Grants are available for home or car repairs, replacement of clothing or food, and temporary housing expenses. Disaster Case Management is a program to address serious needs to overcome a disaster-related hardship, injury, or adverse condition. Case managers work with their clients to create a disaster recovery plan and provide guidance, advice, and referral to obtain a service or resource. Iowans impacted by severe weather are asked to report damage to help local and state officials better understand the damage sustained. Damage to property, roads, utilities, and other storm-related information may also be reported. It'll be collected by the Iowa Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management and shared with local emergency management agencies. Well, decades after they died, the military is seeing a surge in identifications of U.S. service members who have been classified as missing in action. The number of identifications is expected to reach 200 this year, more than triple what used to be the norm. The increase by the Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency is credited to increased funding and new techniques for tracking remains and identifying them. A soaring number of identifications followed years of complaints that the process was ineffective. The increase has led to a surge of long-delayed memorial services and burials across the country as families and entire communities honor those who were killed. Joni McGinnis of Shenandoah said her family is planning a service today now that they understand what happened to her uncle, Sergeant Melvin C. Anderson. The Atlantic School Board on Wednesday discussed but took no action on an early retirement package. As we had mentioned earlier this week, the early retirement incentive may be offered to teachers who have at least 10 years of full-time service to the district, are 55 years of age or older. Currently, that may include as many as 21 teachers and staff, but the board would likely limit the offer to 10 people. Superintendent Steve Barber said Wednesday that a pattern of declining enrollment over the past 5 years, including the current school year, means the board will need to consider offering early retirement or consider making cuts in the 2019-2020 school year budget.
Last month I reported that our certified was going to be down about 13, and as well as our open enrolled net difference was going to be about negative 13. Well, as of last Friday, we discovered that last year we had 43 open enrolled out kids, and as of last Friday we only had 27, so that was 16 different kids. Those kids would be counted as resident kids, so the number in certified enrollment is larger than negative 12 that I reported last time. But by not having those kids, our net difference in open enrollment is 8.6 kids. So ultimately, as of last Friday, the number of kids that we're serving compared to last year is negative 17.75 students.
Decline in enrollment, according to Barber, means a new money lost to the district next year of $128,000. An early retirement plan, if offered, he said, would serve not only as a way for the district to show its appreciation to its staff for their years of service, but it would also act as a budgetary tool. Board Vice President Christy Pellett agreed.
It's probably not if we offer early retirement, in my opinion, but when, because I think it is probably, I'll be honest, it's the easiest tool to first use when you start the budget reduction process to look at how can we potentially have some cost savings.
If offered, teachers choosing to take the incentive would receive $25,000 over a three-year period, paid into what's called a health reimbursement arrangement. And that would allow participants to continue their health insurance as long as they pay the monthly premiums. The money to pay for the program would come out of the management fund that would free up funds available in the general fund based on lower salaries for starting teachers, and in some cases the district may opt not to fill a position. Steve Barber warned that the district may need to look at cutting positions if an early retirement incentive isn't offered, or if that isn't enough to positively impact the general fund.
So if the board decides that this is the win, that solving general fund problems down the road, the solution will probably not be early retirement incentive. It'll probably be the other one where we have to look at essential positions. Those people that don't fit within that essential positions may not have a job.
In other business, Wednesday, the Atlantic School Board approved contract recommendations for Craig Ferdine as the JV girls basketball coach, Andrea Riley as STEM coordinator and teacher, and Derek Hall as freshman boys basketball coach. They also approved several action items, including a new policy for assistance animals to authorize miniature horses as a federally recognized service animal, a new policy dealing with how public complaints are handled, and a revised policy pertaining to public participation in board meetings. Dort College in Sioux Center has placed its band director on leave following accusations of inappropriate student contact. That's according to an email sent to students. Dr. Bradley Medema is associate professor of music at the Northwest Iowa College and director of instrumental ensembles. The provost of Dort College confirms Medema will remain on leave pending College Board of Trustees' decision on the issue. Brandon Huseman, vice president of enrollment and marketing at Dort, said the college recognizes the seriousness of the issue.
We're working with those involved to move forward in ways that acknowledge the seriousness of these actions in ways that we believe will lead to Christ-centered resolution, healing, and hope.
Huseman said he cannot reveal details of the allegations because it is a personnel matter. The Dort College Board of Trustees will review the matter at its regular meeting next week.
Dort remains committed to our mission to equip students, alumni, and the broader community to work effectively toward Christ-centered renewal in all aspects of contemporary life. We value our students' and employees' well-being, and we are committed to ministering to those affected by the situation.
Other faculty are teaching Medema's classes and overseeing rehearsals. Concerts will go on as scheduled. Dort College is associated with the Christian Reformed Church. It has a student body of about 1,585 full-time faculty. The news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.